Exclusive, Representative Tom Tiffany introduces bill to stop Biden's war on chocolate milk. By Sean Moran on June 8, 2023. Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, introduced legislation on Wednesday that would combat President Joe Biden's war on chocolate and other flavored milk in America's school lunch program, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Tiffany introduced the Milk is Indisputably Liked by Kids Act of 2023 or Milk Act. The legislation would amend the Richard B. Russell National School Lunch Act to require schools to offer flavored milk under the school lunch program. Tiffany offered the legislation as Biden's Department of Agriculture, USDA, is considering limiting certain foods and drinks such as chocolate milk to reduce children's risk of chronic disease. USDA is proposing to allow flavored milk for high school children only, grades 9 to 12, the USDA proposal explained. This approach would reduce exposure to added sugars and would promote the more nutrient-dense choice of unflavored milk for young children when their tastes are being formed. The proposed regulatory text for this alternative would allow flavored milk only for high schools, grades 9 to 12. Tiffany said, contrary to the USDA, that chocolate and other flavored milk are nutrient-dense. He explained in a written statement. Out of all the crises the Biden administration should be focused on, how did chocolate milk and school lunches become public enemy number one? Chocolate milk is full of rich nutrients that support bone growth and development, and millions of children enjoy drinking it. From the looks of things, maybe instead of trying to cancel chocolate milk, President Biden ought to drink a carton or two. Reps. Jim Banks, RN, Scott Fitzgerald, RY, Glenn Grothman, RY, Ronnie Jackson, RTX, Andy Ogles, RTN, Scott Perry, RPA, and Derek Van Orden, RY, have co-sponsored the legislation. Farm and dairy groups across the spectrum have backed Tiffany's Milk Act. Brody Stappel, president of the Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, said in a written statement, "Providing our children access to a healthy, complete and nutritious product such as flavored milk is the fundamental basis to maintain a healthy diet. It is preposterous to think that the USDA would limit access to flavored milk for school children. Flavored milk is nutritious, healthy, tastes great and children love it. Millions of children rely on the nutrition from milk that is essential to help them grow and develop. We applaud Congressman Tiffany and the other co-sponsors for bringing common sense back to the school lunch program. Their leadership is appreciated because it's high time that USDA is reminded their proposed standards are out of line. Flavored milk must stay in the school lunch program." Michael Dykes, president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association, said, "Flavored milk options are critical components of healthy school meals because they deliver 13 essential nutrients that children need for growth, development, healthy immune function, mental health, and overall wellness, and they deliver all of these benefits in a package that children love to consume. Parents, school meal professionals, nutritionists, and the dietary guidelines for Americans all support including low-fat flavored milk in public schools. They know, and the data show, that when low-fat flavored milk is taken off the menu, school milk consumption declines, school meal participation declines, and more food gets wasted. It feels grateful to Rep. Tiffany for introducing the Milk Act and leading this effort to ensure flavored milk remains available to children of all grade levels." Kevin Krentz, the president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, said, "Drinking flavored milk helps children meet the recommended 3 daily servings of dairy while providing key nutrients for growth and development. Children who drink flavored milk are likely to consume more of those nutrients compared to unflavored milk consumers. Children across the country should have the option to choose the most flavorful milk options available." Wisconsin Farm Bureau supports Rep. Tiffany's Milk Act to ensure children have access to nutritious flavored milk. The Journal of American Dietetic Association found that removing flavored milk resulted in a more than 50% drop in the consumption of milk by kids in kindergarten through 8th grade. Fox News reported that a 2015 study found that chocolate milk could be a great post-workout option due to its high levels of protein, carbohydrates, and calcium. Biden's proposed policy would affect more than 30 million students who participate in the USDA school meal programs. Read Tiffany's Milk Act here. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.